My father was a man I barely knew, air traffic controlled in World War II. A son and a brother, no clue had he of relating to a woman or a girl like me.
Or a girl like me.
Years before, as a college man, he sang Gilbert and Sullivan. I can hear him still with his whistle and trill. When he crooned like Bing, it was embarrassing, embarrassing. The 60s came, still he wore his hair slicked back like Carrie and Fred Astaire. Stuck in time like a lot of men, never knowing where his children were at 10 p.m.
Cha-cha, rumba, and tango.
Though the times they were changing, the status quo, the fact of the matter was irrelevant. Life was a go-go, but he never went. My father was physically always there. He couldn't get out of his own armchair. He couldn't get out of his old man's skin. Many years before his real old age set in.
To sit in solemn silence in a dull dark dock, in a pestilential prison with a lifelong lock, awaiting the sensation of a sharp, sharp shock from a cheap and chippy chopper on a big black block.
But my love of musicality